Hebrews 3, verses 12 and 13. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. My name is Russ Earle. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations, a podcast brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Welcome. Today we conclude our series on how to love someone you hate. These thoughts are brought up by Alan Webster as we conclude looking at what steps you should take to restore a relationship. Let's consider this today. How can we know if we have forgiven someone? Someone might say, I think I have forgiven my enemy, but I'm not sure. How can I tell? Wendell Winkler lists some questions we might ask ourselves. I answer any of these questions with a yes, I have not truly forgiven. Do I secretly rejoice when I hear of some misfortune my offender has had? Do I avoid his or her presence? Do I speak to him or her only when I have to? Do I speak to that person? Do I remember often the wrong that person has done to me? Do I ever sit in silence and meditate on what that person did? If he ever asked me to pray for him, would I do so with reservation in my heart? And have I avoided opportunities to help this person, to do this person a favor? Thackeray and Dickens, the two great English literary masters in the 19th century, became rivals. After years of hatred, they met accidentally in London. They coldly faced each other and then turned to leave. On an impulse, Thackeray turned back and seized Dickens' hand. Dickens was touched by the gesture, and they left smiling with the old jealousy ended. In a few days, Thackeray died. The next time Dickens saw him, he was in the grave. A writer later recalling the story, wrote, "Is it not always well to seek forgiveness now? Let us keep that in mind and be willing to forgive those who may have wronged us, and do all we can to right a relationship that is going down the wrong path." Thank you for listening.
We praise thee, O God, for the Son.